I am not surprised that these things taking place, because we do have this train of thought here in our country that these things all happen in a vacuum, and they don't.
How's this situation in Ferguson similar to the unrest in Birmingham in the 1960s?
Well, I would say the similarities are you had people that were fed up on both sides, and folks felt like they didn't have any recourse. There was no hope. I feel like your rights were being infringed upon. And so people decided to act, you know, protest. You did have an authority figure. In Birmingham's case, it was Bull Connor. In Ferguson's case, it appears to be Thomas Jackson, the police chief, who is not moving probably the way he should have. I firmly believe that some of this could have been taken care of earlier if there was some transparency.
Why are we having these same discussions over and over again? Why is history seemingly repeating itself, and how do we get beyond this?
Well, if I knew how we'd get beyond this, I'd probably be selling books on, you know, C-SPAN or something. We are still having these same issues because we do not have honest conversations about race. People clam up, folks get defensive, or decide to just, you know, shut down. And we don't have honest dialogue about why things have happened or why things continue to happen. When I was a teenager, we were dealing with the same kind of thing. You know, we got the training when we were young black males, and it still goes out now. There's certain ways you're supposed to act when you encounter police. And I usually shock people with this, but even now, it sounds funny to say, but as a man 39 years old, if I'm out in public and police approach in an aggressive way, maybe not towards me, could be somebody around, I automatically jump back into hands out, palms out. Because that's part of what I was told when I, you know, my father, when I was 13, 14, 15 years old. There's a pattern that is problematic.
If something were to happen in Birmingham today that's similar to what's going on in Ferguson right now, how would our civil rights past help to inform how we would respond to that situation?
Well, I like to think because of Birmingham's background, maybe things would happen a little differently here. But I can't be sure of that, because you still have the same instances of maybe not viewing people being the same. And, you know, this is not a political statement here, but there have been, you know, charges of police brutality with Birmingham Police Department over the last decade, too. But I'd like to think because of what happened here 51 years ago that it wouldn't go to the level of Ferguson. But at the same time, I cannot be sure.
What do you think the violence and the riots and the looting says about society today?
That we're dealing with the same issues we were dealing with 50 years ago. We're still dealing with it. So whatever guilt we are ascribing to protesters that looted and burned things down, there is some guilt, an equal amount, for the response. And people were mad at the response. And I think people are losing sight of that. How did we get to this point?
Ahmad Ward is the head educator for the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. Thanks for speaking with us today.
My pleasure.